Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Welcome to the Christian Perspective, where we look in God's Word in order to develop a Christian worldview in modern culture. I'm excited because today's guest is a superstar mom. About a month ago, I was invited to speak in an event called a Mom Rise Summit, and it was outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's where I met the national vice president of an organization called Moms for America. Her name's Julene Jackson, and y'all are going to love Julene. She's a mom to seven children. She's the wife of a former Utah state senator, so she knows what it's like to be engaged in culture and in the political arena. She is the mother of an NBA superstar, and you'll have to maybe learn more about her son and what he's doing. And she is the vice president of the organization we're going to talk about today, and it's called Moms for America. She's also a certified instructor for the Thomas Jefferson Center, and she oversees the Moms for America cottage meetings. What I love about Julene is not only does she love the Lord and she's a mom that's really dedicated to her family and a woman dedicated to her husband, but she knows about the formation of our country, the founding documents of this nation, and how important it is for us to understand that we were formed really as a Christian nation, and God gave us documents that are really unique around the world. There's no other country that has a constitution like ours, and she shares this knowledge with mothers all over the country every single week. Julene Jackson, welcome to the Christian Perspective.
Wow, Chris, thank you so much. What a treat and honor to be on your show today. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited that you're here. I was honored that you had me as a guest at your Mom Rise Summit to speak outside of Charlotte, and just loved you from the time. Vicki and my wife was with me there, and Vicki and I both loved you. We're so impressed with what you're doing and what you had to say. And our, as you know, my organization that I work with is called Citizens for America. And then when I saw that your organization is Moms for America, I thought, wow, this is what I call a divine appointment, where God gave me the opportunity to meet somebody who shares the same vision and passion that I do to engage Christians in the culture for Jesus Christ and to understand the true Christian heritage of our nation. And you're doing some incredible things. So tell our audience, I know we're going to talk specifically about cottage meetings in a minute, but before we get into that, what is Moms for America?
Well, thanks so much for giving me an opportunity to share about an organization that I love. Moms for America represents moms around the country who want to learn those principles of liberty and freedom, and they're worried about the future of their children and grandchildren. The whole premise of Moms for America is liberty begins at home, when mother and grandmother understands the miracles and the stories of America. When she reverences the founding fathers and the Constitution, so will her posterity, so will her children and grandchildren. And it's just a beautiful way to teach mother these things. Sometimes mamas feel like they're not qualified to teach American history or the Constitution. They don't think that, you know, they're not historians or legal scholars, and you don't need to be. I always tell mamas, you will be the greatest teacher your children will ever have. You are the most qualified to teach them the things that they need to know to best prepare them as they go out in the world to do good. And so really the whole premise is liberty begins at home, and we help shore up mama how they can teach these truths to their children.
You know, Julene, that what you're saying is so important for parents to hear, not just moms, but dads too. God gave our children to us, and too many times we have given over the training of our children to government or to public schools or whatever it may be. But it's time for moms and dads to realize that we have the responsibility to teach our children what is right and the true history of our nation. And I think over the past year and a half, with all that's going on in COVID, a lot of moms have seen a curriculum in the schools that they don't agree with, and they're realizing that parents really do need to step up. And sometimes I think it's scary to parents when they think, well, you know, I'm not qualified to teach. I don't know this or that. And that's where organizations like yours come into place, because you've put together some great materials and a great curriculum that is very easy to understand. And then moms are able to take that information and share it with their children to teach them what it means to have liberty and to be free. So you're a national organization. What is the website for Moms for America?
It's momsforamerica.us. Momsforamerica.us.
That's great. I love the U.S. Did y'all pick that on purpose? That's great. That makes it easier. I've been to your website. It's a great website. And moms, so no matter where you are in the country, check them out. They've got chapters and cottage groups all across the country. And if there's not one in your area, Jolene's going to tell you in a minute how you can start one, because they want to start even more. They have great events. Like I said, I spoke at something called a Mom Rise Summit, and I know there's plans to have more of those in the coming year. And just they bring in world-class speakers, and you learn so much information. Moms for America is a great organization. But, Julene, I know that your passion within Moms for America is something called the Cottage Meeting. What is the Cottage Meeting?
Yes, good question. So a Cottage Meeting, it's really like a Bible study, but it's for liberty. We discuss principles of liberty. It's discussion groups, study groups, women coming together in homes. You can meet in parks and churches. Typically, mamas will meet in homes, 4, 5, 6 women in the neighborhood or in the school or in the church community. It can be 10. Sometimes they're as large as 20. I think the ideal group is around 10, so you can have good discussion. We have what is called the Cottage Meeting Resource Guide, with 12 introductory lessons, and we just take you right through it. We give you the quotes, the stories for you to teach and lead a discussion of women coming together, and you learn from each other. You share experiences. You teach one another. We always pray before the cottage meetings I belong to, and the Spirit of God is always there. When you have mothers coming together, petitioning the heavens to help them learn the things that they need to know so they can go home and shore up their family, you better believe God does not ignore that kind of prayer from a mother. And so we meet once, you can meet once a week, you can meet once a month, whatever the needs are of the women in your community that want to have this little study group. And it's transformative. I have attended or taught cottage meetings for the last 13 years. And I can tell you firsthand, the transformative impact it had on me personally as a woman. It changed my marriage. It changed the way me and my husband taught our children, because the things that I learned in the cottage meeting with the other mamas, inevitably I came home and began to teach them to my children and husband in a little morning devotional that we had for years, something I had seen my mama do when I was young. She'd gather us together in the morning. She'd read a little Bible verse. We'd sing a song. We'd kneel down and pray, and then she'd get us off to school. So that's what I had been doing in my home with my children. And I began to weave in these stories of America into our little family devotional. And I've done that for years, and the impact that it has had. My husband would go on to run for the state Senate because of the things that he was touched by. God pricked his heart as, you know, I was teaching these principles of liberty to my family and to him, and my children have gone on to do some really brave and heroic things out in the world and continue to. So I have seen firsthand the impact of teaching your children these principles and how it impacts your home and spills out into your neighborhood, community, and even the nation.
You know, Julene, that's so important. And the Bible tells us that. It tells us if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. And too many times we're not doing that. We let the television, or now it's video games, or the cell phone become a babysitter. And if we just take a few minutes, you know, 30 minutes, an hour every day to teach these principles to our children, it'll make a real difference. So the cottage meeting, it sounds like, is a gathering, like one, let's say one mama in a community decides she wants to do this, and then she invites some of her friends and neighbors over to, you know, have coffee or whatever. It doesn't have to be a full meal. What does a meeting look like? Are they you said they pray and so forth, but is there a curriculum that you were providing, and how does the leader of that group get trained? Are they watching videos from the website? What exactly happens? And if I wanted to be a leader of a cottage meeting, how do I know what to say and do?
So good of a question. We've made it so easy for the mothers. We have a cottage meeting resource guide, and it provides 12 lessons. But we also have recorded all of the lessons. I went into a professional studio, and I recorded all these lessons. So if mamas are, you know, feeling like they need a little help initially, you can invite your women into your home. You can push play. I will teach the lesson for you. It's about a half an hour to 35 minutes. And I ask questions throughout the lesson. And then at the end, I review the questions again. You turn off the video, and then you just would facilitate the discussion questions and have a robust conversation and, you know, share and teach and you know, lean on each other for inspiration and help. And so that is one way of doing cottage meeting. You can also teach it on your own. I always tell mamas, after you watch a couple of my lessons, you might realize, wait a minute, I can teach this lesson. I got this. I don't need Jolene to teach a lesson for us. And that's really, you know, what I want mamas to do. But initially, we have these videos of the lessons. I also teach a live virtual cottage meeting every week, every Wednesday, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm getting ready to teach the class here in about an hour, Chris, to be honest with you. You can just sign up. They're free. They're 1 hour a week, and moms from all over the country get on. And I teach the class, and then afterwards we have a wonderful discussion. They tell us what they're doing in their communities as they have learned these principles of liberty and how it's changing their homes and neighborhoods. I mean, just today, Chris, we heard word several of the moms that have been attending the virtual cottage meeting ran for the school board because of the things that they had learned in the cottage meeting, and won. So I'm hearing the best things, you know, and this is what will happen when you learn these truths to shore up and to perpetuate and to save your nation. God will put in your heart what you should do. And every one of us is going to have a different assignment, you know, but as you learn these things and say, Lord, here am I, send me, what do you want me to do? And you've got this knowledge and these principles written on your heart, he will use you as an amazing tool in his hand to preserve, you know, this nation, this special nation, one nation under God.
Well, Julene, what are some of the topics you cover in the 12 lessons?
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Great question. So the first lesson is anchored in hope. How in the world, moms, do you stay anchored in hope? And if mom is anchored in hope, everyone in that family is going to be anchored in hope.
Amen.
Another lesson is there's no place like home. Another lesson is ladies first. When ladies become educated, the man becomes educated. So goes the woman. So goes the nation. Teaching your children the foundation of faith, the valor of virtue. That's the lesson I'm teaching today in the live cottage meeting. The power of patriotism, There's a great lesson called America Share the Story, and we teach mamas how to teach stories from our founding fathers and from our history that really resonates and inspires the children. We teach mothers the importance of the dinner hour. There's a class on how to teach your children the Constitution. And there's our last class is raising up that next generation of patriots. So once mamas have gone through these 12 lessons, they are so ready to roll. And then we give them other resources that they can study. There's never a problem of what to study. It's almost too many things to study. We also teach a Healing of America seminar. It's a 16-week seminar on God's hand in building of America. And me and my husband teach those. They're live. They're free every Wednesday night, 8:30 Central Standard Time, in 1 hour. And we go through God's hand in building America and establishing it. And we're getting ready to teach the Constitution the next 4 weeks, the Constitution from the viewpoint of the Founding Fathers. And then what in the world has happened? What are some of the attacks on our country? Why are we in the predicament that we are now? And then the last 4 weeks is how we can heal America, how we can heal our homes, our communities, our schools, our state and nation. And you know, those 16 classes of the Healing of America seminar were really what pricked mothers to begin to run for the school boards. And we're seeing some of the fruits of that this morning, the day after the election, as these mothers are winning these elections, as they learn these principles, so that God is a God of miracles back anciently, and he will be a God of miracles today in their life, if they will just have the courage to stand up and to get involved.
Well, I'm so excited about what you're doing, because at Citizens for America, that's what we're trying to do, is encourage Christians to engage the culture for Jesus. And you are preparing people. So for listeners, particularly moms who want to learn about the founding principles of this nation, about the Constitution and the Christian heritage of our nation, you know, this is a great way to do it. So, Julene, for those who might want to see what a cottage meeting looks like and join your virtual meeting, how do they join your virtual meetings that you hold every Wednesday?
Super easy. Just go to momsforamerica.us, our website. You'll see right immediately cottage meetings. Click on cottage meetings, and then you'll see virtual cottage meetings. Click on the virtual cottage meeting. It'll take you to a little registration. Then you will start to get immediately a little notification, and 24 hours before the cottage meeting, you will get a Zoom reminder with the link, and then 1 hour before the cottage meeting, you'll get another email with a reminder that the class is about to start with the Zoom link again. So it will come to you each week as a reminder with the Zoom link, and you just, you know, get on. And and there's also 12 little there's four little seminar manuals that you can get. They're $12 a piece. We have a Moms for America store, you know, the little study guide that goes along with the Healing of America seminar. And then you can get the little cottage meeting manual in our store as well. But that's really the only materials you need, and you don't even need those. If you just get on and watch and let the Spirit of God, you know, work its wonder in your heart, you will definitely be led. But it's super easy to watch and get on, and there's no cost, it's just time. But, you know, it's so interesting, the mothers that start with these lessons, they stick with it. It's always kind of a treat to me. I'm like, oh, wow, the women that we started with are still with us at the closing class. And so I think the mamas are realizing the benefit that comes together, that comes as women gather together in your homes or even in the nation online. And you fill with each other's heart and spirit, and you are taught.
Julene, are those meetings interactive? In other words, can they ask you questions in the virtual cottage meeting?
Yes, they sure can. Oftentimes, I'll teach the class.
So as a dad, I got a question for you. You mentioned that you and your husband teach classes on Wednesday nights, I think you said, called Healing Our Nation. Is that open to fathers as well, or is it just a mom's thing?
No way. So our evening classes are for families, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, kids, teenagers, and those are on Thursday night, actually. So
Mama's
Cottage meeting is Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the evening classes are Thursday at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 7:30 Mountain Time. I always have to clarify because we have people from all over the country, so get your time zone right. And it is the most inspiring thing. We have so many husbands and wives that come on and go through this seminar all 16 weeks. And it's very interactive, and they stay on and they tell us what they're doing in their communities to make an impact as a husband and wife and as a family. It's just so inspiring.
Is it the my mind just went blank. I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. Is it the same? So same thing for the meeting with your husband. You go to momsforamerica.us and you can register for it there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen an impact of these cottage meetings that they're having on communities? And I know you mentioned that you've had people run for school board, but is it impacting local communities in the nation?
Oh, my word. Is it ever? We've got mamas almost every week telling us how they have started their own cottage meetings in their communities. And we have a group from Fairfax County, Loudoun County, Virginia, that were so instrumental as they gathered each week and learned these principles, began to organize community rallies against some of the things that were being taught in the school systems, and really made an impact in the school boards. And they say, I just saw on Fox News this morning, they attributed the Moms of America. I mean, I don't think they were saying it was our organization, but they said it was the Mothers of America in Virginia that allowed the man who won the governor, Youngkin, last night to win. It was the mothers rising up. And I know personally that it was a real active Moms for America cottage meeting group that we had in Fairfax and Loudoun County that were at the forefront of allowing this man to beat the Democratic candidate. And he is his name is Youngkin. He's pro-life and he's for parental rights and parents having a say about what their children are being taught in the schools. I mean, these are the kind of morally strong and virtuous leaders we want in office. And so we've got a mama in New Jersey that just started an inner city program to teach abstinence. I mean, who would think that a public school would allow this kind of program in their health classes? It's one of the lowest graduating schools in New Jersey, and so they're desperate, and so they're allowing her. She came up through our program, cottage meeting, and she attends our cottage meeting, and the Lord put into her heart to write this curriculum. She wrote a grant in this high school in New Jersey, and they're teaching it in New Jersey right now. I mean, Chris, I could go on and on and on about stories of mamas who are doing things, how it's just even impacting the four walls of their home.
And it's all because you're equipping them. Moms for America as organizations equipping them and giving the information. And so I'm just so proud of you, Julian, for what you're doing. I know that y'all have something called, we've only got a few minutes left, but you have something called the Three Pillars of Liberty. What are those pillars and why is it important to teach those to the next generation?
Oh, yeah, those Three Pillars of Liberty, and they're part of lesson 3, 4, and 5 in the cottage meetings. It's teaching our children the foundation of faith, that our founders were deep men of faith who knew that this was a covenant and special land, and they looked to God, and they founded this government on God's law, and they knew the only way we could maintain this government, this representative government, is if we remain godly and virtuous and morally strong. And that they knew that's where our success and our strength was going to come. So we teach our children the moorings of the foundation of what this nation was founded on, faith, and then the valor of virtue, making your actions consistent with what you say you believe, and then the power of patriotism, having a love for this nation and being willing to sacrifice and to serve and do whatever we can to perpetuate what our founders gave us. And as you instill those pillars in your children, they are going to take it on home. They're going to be the ones that will defend, you know, liberty and freedom in this nation. They are going to be really the ones on the front line moving forward. And we arm them up as we teach them these great pillars of liberty.
Well, how are these principles, how can they counter what's being taught in the public schools today?
Well, you know, in my little family devotion with my kids, I would shore and lynch each day. I called up, I'd armor them up with truth and liberty and stories of our founders. And then they go into the classrooms and they would come home and they go, Mom, let me tell you what was taught today in history. And they, what they do is they can recognize when truth and error is being taught. So many kids have not been taught the truth. And so when their teacher or their university professor teaches them a critical race theory or idea, they just assume that's truth. But when you armor your children up with these virtues and these stories and these miracles of America, feeling of patriotism for their country, they sit in class or they listen to the news or social media and they know, they recognize that what they're hearing is garbage, you know, and they can raise their hand and they can counter it. And so it just arms them up to be able to discern truth from error as you teach them these things.
Well, I'm just going to be praying for you and so thankful that I had the opportunity to work with Moms for America, because you're doing what I travel across the nation to do, is to encourage people to become educated and informed and then engage the culture. And you're supplying free all these great resources where moms can just come together one day a week, get educated, get to know each other, because there's strength in numbers. You mentioned the Virginia governor's race, and that's what it was. It was moms who got together and said, enough is enough. We're responsible for educating our children. We're going to learn how to educate our children. And Moms for America played a great role in that. Julene, tell them again the website as we close out the show.
Yes, thank you, Chris. MomsForAmerica.us. MomsForAmerica.us. Click on cottage meetings, click on virtual cottage meetings, and you will be prepared for beautiful, you know, learning and education experience together with the mamas and grandmothers of America.
Folks, visit momsforamerica.us, sign up to get on their email list, and be on the lookout for a Mom Rise Summit or an event coming to your area soon. Julene, I love what you said. So goes the woman, so goes the nation. So goes the woman, so goes the nation. Julene, thank you so much for being on the Christian Perspective today.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so glad we've been able to link arms and be a part of this great work together. You're an inspiration with the work that you're doing. Thanks for having me on.
Well, folks, thank you for joining me today. I'm Chris Hughes, and this is The Christian Perspective. Please subscribe and like our podcast, and please share it with your friends on social media. Now let's go change the culture for Jesus.
Thank you for listening. The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Learn more about impacting the culture for Jesus. Visit ChristianPerspective.us.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at ShopGenerousJoes.org. And even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
This is the Truth Network.